If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. Go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code PODCAST for an instant $100 discount. See you in Nashville.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio HQ, Scottsdale AZ. Getting hot outside. It's getting hot in her. Zach Columbia, what's up, buddy?
I'm back.
Can't get rid of this guy. How long have you been here? 10 years? Yeah. I feel like I got to do something for you.
Ten years in August. 10 years in August.
Okay, remind me, because I'm really good at the...
Aaron will remind you. She's great at that.
Yeah. Well, you're taking a... Well, hold on here. Let's talk about how much it sucks to work here, okay?
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
So yesterday... I told you I was leaving town, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you already knew that, but like, hey, I'm leaving. I'm going to Belize. You know, I'll be back. We'll hit this. We'll pick it up on Monday when I'm back. Yeah. Well, you go, I'm gone. I go, what do you mean you're gone? You're gone. Going to San Diego, right? With the fam?
Yeah.
Taking vacation?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, okay. When are you coming back? He's like, I don't know. Maybe a week. Okay. Sounds good. How many days off a year do you get?
You give me 3 weeks.
Unlimited.
It's basically unlimited.
Yeah, but here's the kicker. It's unlimited, but you don't take even 3 weeks sometimes.
No, and I'm still working when I'm away, you know, but I have downtime and that type of thing. But what's funny about that, I was joking with the team yesterday in our team meeting, because I told you that we were on Zoom and you're like, wait, what? And then I was laughing because it was like the third or fourth time I've told you, but...
Whoops.
So it was like, this must be how my wife feels when she tells me 18 times basically that we're going somewhere. And then I'm like, wait, when did you tell me that? It was like the same exact thing.
Yeah, it's true. You probably told me 20 times and I'm like, really? It's news to me.
Yeah, but it was far enough in the distance that it didn't matter, you know,
at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, time. It's all good. But, you know, your job, I tell everybody asks me like, what's Zach's, you know, job description. Like, we have job descriptions and stuff, but his job is to get the job done. That's basically, literally it.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Get the job done and, you know, access the owner, and really the fitness director role is the key to being, for the owner to be able to do other stuff. Now, if you're not willing to let go of things in your gym, then obviously that'll never happen. And if you don't have another thing to jump into, for me, it was ProFit, right? If you're just going to try to replace yourself and not do anything with your time, you're going to be miserable. Because gym owners, you are go-getters, type A, you're entrepreneurial, like willing to do to build stuff. But then, okay, well, I think the next move is let me replace myself. And now you've systematized everything and you're not in the day-to-day anymore. We've had gym owners call us, I'm bored.
Yeah.
I'm bored. I don't know what to do with my day. Gym's great. No problems, no fires to put out. Like, it's like profitable. Like, now what?
Yeah.
So always have a plan. I think most gym owners, if you don't have another business to start or another gym to start, you really don't need to remove yourself from the day to day. Like, keep the money. I mean, that's the end of the story. Keep the money and, you know, unless you have something else to do. But that's not what the topic's about today. The topic today is about the human element within the fitness industry that we seem to get jaded or away from. Because at the end of the day, the longer you're in the seat taking bullets or arrows or taking like the brunt of the cancellations and the client complaints, or, you know, somebody can't get on the schedule and you hear about it, you start to build up this defense mechanism where all the clients suck, right? Like in your head.
Yeah.
And I got this way a long time ago. It was like, man, they're never happy. None of them are ever happy. No, that can't help these people if they're not willing to, you know, work with me on some of this stuff. And it ends up being like a small handful of the entire population of your gym. And then everybody sucks, right? Like in your head.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's pretty funny because I, you know me, I'm not in here a whole lot, but I came in here last week and spent, you know, a couple hours with you and Jolie, and we were kind of doing the customer journey, and we're walking and I'm talking to clients that I hadn't seen in years, some of them, and I forgot how awesome they were. And I told you, I'm like, man, these clients are awesome.
Yeah.
Like I know I kind of miss it in here. Right. Cause there was a time I loved being in here. But as a gym owner, you've been in the seat 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, 15 years, you kind of get anti, you know, you kind of hate your gym after a while.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about that.
Well, what's interesting is the way you opened actually does relate to this quite a bit, yeah. Because it's almost like you get to be the fun uncle. If you're the owner and it's like, okay, I have, you know, people in place that are running everything. How awesome is that to then maybe not disconnect entirely from the gym, but just to come in and have fun and shake hands and kiss babies.
Yeah,
and
tell me about the kids. Right?
Yeah. Cause that's like super, super enjoyable. And then you don't have to deal with any of the, you know, any of the crap, but, yeah, it's interesting from an observation, like you were in here for several hours. How many clients do we have come in and out that were just like smiling and laughing and stopping and, you know, some of them were like thanking you. They'd never met you before.
Yeah,
and
right,
they're like,
right.
Thank you so much. This place has changed my life. And maybe we had one person that just like walked by and
didn't acknowledge.
Yeah. And it's not like that person was upset about anything. They just were focused on, hey, I'm going to get back there and work out. But the core, like if I look at the core of our gym and our members, they're all phenomenal.
They're awesome.
They're awesome. But you do have like, you know, that outer ring of a handful of people that complain, aren't fun to deal with. And it's like, maybe we should just get rid of those people.
Well, here's really? The funny thing is Joey Coleman.
Yeah.
We had a nice podcast with him before the event even started. It was the night before in North Carolina. And he says every year he makes it a priority to fire clients. And I think he's firing the folks that he doesn't want to deal with anymore.
Correct.
And so he's left with just amazing people. Now, I don't know if a gym has that type of luxury, but honestly, you might want to make a point of it. And here's a couple reasons why. We're dealing with we're helping a gym owner out in Tennessee right now that is getting his ass kicked. He's getting his ass kicked by a core handful of clients. He made some schedule changes. He raised rates. He changed his service deliveries. And this core group of people didn't like it. They didn't like it. Now, how it was communicated, I'm sure there's some things that were probably not done at the best, because we've never had this happen before at this level. They're beating them up in person. They're beating them up online. They're giving them one-star reviews. They're beating them up in the Facebook group. And he needs to fire these folks.
Yeah.
He needs to fire. I mean, he did. And he did. He did fire several of them early. And there was a couple outliers I think he was trying to hold on to. But they're turning on him as well. But it was literally a group maybe of 7 or 8, I'm guessing women, all the comments have been female, that weren't happy with the changes. And I think, you know, we've told him he just needs to fire this group. And when he did fire the first group, he felt like a weight was lifted.
Yeah.
And he goes, wait a minute. All these clients are starting to come in and say, yeah, those women were a problem. We didn't enjoy training with them. And we would told him this is what's going to happen. And we don't realize that it's okay to fire people, because if you do fire them, most likely your clients are going to thank you for it. But two, the weight, the pressure, all of the things that you hate about going in and seeing these folks is gone. You don't need them. And we've done it here too.
Yeah.
And it's been pretty amazing.
It does feel good.
Fire your clients. Fire your clients. That's the new that's the episode titles. Fire your clients.
Hey, Tim Lyons here, and let me ask you a quick question. If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. 3 days laser-focused on building a gym that prints
profit and buys back your time. Okay. I'm going to walk you through the 7 habits of the highly profitable gyms that we work with. You'll master the Love's Flywheel with Dan Waymera. You're going to learn magnetic hiring with Lindsay Vastola and even bolt on a 5-figure nutrition program with Jennifer Brockstrom. You need marketing firepower? Alicia Little shows you AI automation that do the heavy lifting while you sleep. Do you want unshakable sales swagger? Christopher Carter's body language tactics seal the deal. Then New York Times best-selling author Donald Miller closes us out by teaching you how to clarify your message so clients line up and referrals explode. Single track stage, zero fluff, only 250 seats. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for 7 figures. VIP is disappearing fast, so go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code podcast for an instant $100 discount. Good only while you're hearing my voice. Grow Summit 2025. Build the gym that wins. See you in Nashville.
But if you step back and you think about it, right? So yeah, you said a lot of gyms don't have that luxury, but if you do have those people that then are causing you to be jaded, where you're miserable walking into the gym and you're like, oh, you know, all my clients are complaining about stuff, and really it's like, you know, 3 people.
Yeah.
You get rid of those people and that's weights lifted. And then how much more present and available are you to create a great experience for the members that are awesome?
Yeah, that's very true.
It's very true. And so, yeah, I mean, like it's business. It's not just fitness, right? It's not, now we're in a business that lots of people look at like as a luxury. So unfortunately, something comes up in those people's lives and they're just like, it doesn't matter how much you've poured your heart and soul into them. They're just like, hey, you know, I need to cut expenses. I'm not going to pay $400 a month anymore for training. So one of the first things they yeah. drop, and you're like, how could they just leave me like that? Right. And that hurts and it stings. But at the same time, If we just look at this, like, this is just part of the business. It's just a part of doing business, regardless of where we're at. If we can just focus on that human element, that connection, that relationship, creating a great experience for our members, it's going to keep you wanting to come back and help those people
and show up and just yeah. can't wait to get in there. 'Cause there's a time, you know, way back that I couldn't wait to get into the gym. Like I knew it was on the schedule. I go out there and hang out and talk to them all day. And like, it's awesome. Like they got some pretty interesting people in this gym, at least. I'm sure you do in your gyms listening in. Like they do cool stuff. They own cool businesses. They have cool clients themselves. They do. We have a lady that trades gold, you know, like I love that because I'm always looking at the price of gold and silver and precious metals. We've got, there was a point in time in here that I can name them. That if anybody went down with any type of injury, disease, illness, kidneys, lungs, eyes, we had a doctor that was an eye surgeon, yeah. a pulmonary specialist, a cardiologist, a brain guy, you know, like an orthopedic. We're like, we're covered in this gym. We got somebody we can call, dentist next door, right? Like,
yeah,
we're good. And so it's just, they're just really cool people. And so we always have to remember, like, look, guys, they're humans too. I know everybody says, your clients, you know, make sure they're not just a number. Well, I think in this business, for sure, they can't be a number, because what they're in here for is very personal to them.
Yeah.
And that means they're a human, right? They're not just buying a car or a t-shirt from you at a retail store. They tell you about their lives, their insecurities, their injuries, their family history of disease. Like they tell you that stuff in the consultations.
Yeah.
And like, yo, that's personal stuff. And so like you build these relationships with these people, and even the ones that aren't happy, that you hold them to the agreement. You always kind of have to put yourself in their shoes. And we try to enough, right? Like you try to hold the line. You come to me, hey, this one's a little edgy here. What should we do? And what do I normally tell you?
Just bend, you know, don't necessarily break, but bend. Right.
Yeah, so normally it's do the right thing.
Yeah.
Like remember that lady that got double billed? like some glitch in our system. We had two contracts from her or something.
Yeah.
She got double billed.
Yeah.
And she brought it to our attention. And she was like wanting, like, look, we got to write her a check immediately. Like, this is definitely not her fault. Like, sure, we collect. It was like $2,700.
You got to
like,
write a check for $2,700.
We better get this out today.
Yeah.
Like, I sent it like within the hour, I sent that thing out. So, like, do the right thing. Now, she was super cool, but you got a client, you know, that knows they signed up for an annual agreement, knows the cancellation policy, and still doesn't want to because they didn't use it for 3 months. Like in their mind, I didn't use the service for 3 months because they disappeared or they were lazy. I don't believe that I should have to pay X to cancel.
As a gym owner, you've heard this before where somebody's like, well, I haven't been there for 3 months. So like, why do I need to pay you for another 30 days? Just count my 30 days, like
30 a month. Days ago.
Yeah, 30 days ago. I don't need to give you notice. Yeah. And you're going to run into that. And that's one of the things where, I always say, you know, you want to relationship proof your policies too. So like if your policies are unreasonable, then it's going to create a ton of friction when that client leaves. We have had so many past members come back and sign up here. And if there was a lot of friction when they left, they're not coming back, you know?
Right, yeah.
And so we've been in business for what? This is year 16?
I think so.
Year 16. So if you think about for your business, it's easy for us to say, hey, that person's never coming back. So, you know, screw them. We're going to hold them to the fire on this. But at the same time, like 16 years, we've had so many people return just because at the point where they were leaving life circumstances, it wasn't that they had a bad experience here. It's just life experiences said, or, you know, situation said, hey, I can't do this right now.
Right.
So if your policies are reasonable, then that person will likely, you know, return back, or they might tell somebody, hey, like, yeah, I'm not going to that place right now, but I had an amazing experience there. You should go check them out.
That's the key, because
it's unmeasurable. You don't know if that's happening or not, but I would assume that it is. And we're just,
well, let's take for a quick example of the conversation of the guy that wanted photography. Okay.
Yeah.
And I had a list in my head of five different people who were like, well, don't go to this person because of X. That person wasn't real professional. Here's the two that I think, and I've used all of them, right? And I'm like, well, who am I going to put my name on, right? Yeah. Like, and I put my name on. I picked one. I said, here's the person you should call. And let me connect you on Facebook or whatever. But the kicker here is, if somebody leaves your gym and with a bad taste, you hold them to the fire. You weren't cool when they left. They're really quick to throw you under the bus. When somebody's on the fence thinking about joining a gym, they're going to definitely tell you them not to go to you versus even neutral. Yeah, I was a client there. It was good. Check them out though. Like that's much better than don't go there. Yeah. Right.
Like, so they stole my money and
they held, you know, it's never their fault, by the way.
No.
Yeah. Dude, they completely like ripped me off or stole my money, whatever. Right.
Yeah.
So anyways, always, one, I say do the right thing. And the only way to do the right thing is you got to see it from their side of the fence too. Like, I don't know what you do about the person that disappeared for 3 months and wants you to backdate the cancellation. We can't backdate it if you didn't ever put the cancellation in. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty easy.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah. And I mean, it's doing business. You're going to run into that. It's going to happen, you know, but I think that kind of the purpose of this episode is it's just a reminder to treat your business like you're the fun uncle, right? Like, what would you do? You get to walk in and, you know, have fun with everybody and shake. Like, if you take that approach to it, then you're going to have a different perspective and experience. You're going to get more out of the experience. Your clients are going to get more out of the experience than you just being like, you know, locked in your office, don't want to talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. And preoccupied with other things. And then it's going to just create this vicious cycle. It's going to get worse and worse. It's going to spiral. You know? So
All right. Well, there you go. Be the human in the business, right? Like at the end of the day, go chat up your clients, enjoy it, right? Like I said before, if you're a people person, I guess I think I am in a way, like I'll talk to pretty much anybody. I was at a restaurant last week, just waiting for my table, got their cards, a guy that runs a gun store, do business with him. Just talking to people, like go out there and chat up your clients. They want to hear about you too, by the way. It's not always about them. They want to just like, how you been? How's the family? Stuff like that. And you may appreciate it a little bit more, what you've built. Because we take this for granted. I do a lot. It's like you built something pretty awesome here. Like you got to take it back a little bit and just enjoy it. And the way to enjoy it is the people, like the cool, the awesome ones, not the other ones, right? Yeah. So hopefully helps you guys to kind of step back and realize there is a human element here. This is a human to human business. Hopefully that helps you guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.